now you can bring tears to my eyes here, buddy. Go Tigers. Go Tigers. We're talking tailgating with Mrs. Allison Carpenter of Char's Kitchen. And we were just teasing at the end of last segment some dishes we're preparing that traditionally take hours. And now we're going to compress that down to minutes. So we've bought the potatoes, we have scrubbed the potatoes, and we have wrapped the potatoes in aluminum foil. Traditionally, right. At that point, you put them on a grill that has taken about 45 minutes for the charcoals to get the right temperature, and you wait an hour to an hour and 15 minutes and pull off the finished potatoes. But Allison takes the wrapped potatoes.
Yeah, okay. I will take those potatoes. I know this is crazy. And they're wrapped in foil, and I put them in my pressure cooker. And those take about 15 minutes.
Do you add water to the pressure cooker?
Of course.
Then?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you have to.
Sure.
But it doesn't mess with the foil? Or
No. So, I mean, coming out of that pressure cooker, you've got a potato. It's the same as having a baked potato, and I don't have to turn on my oven. So even if you're at home and you don't want to turn on your oven in this, you know, hot summer heat, just pressure them.
I have one of your empty nester pressure cookers,
yes.
And that's a stovetop one. Are you talking about electric one? Or are you? What is your stovetop?
Either one. Okay. We have the stovetop models, which if you're doing a huge amount, those potatoes, I'd probably use my stovetop model, but you could definitely do it in the electric.
How much? Okay, for the dummy over here, how much water are you putting in there?
You just need, I'll put a couple of cups if it, because I have a big.
So the potatoes on the bottom are buried in water.
No, I have them on a trivet.
Oh, okay.
Have them on a little trivet, okay. A couple of cups of water in there. That's, you know, you're just creating a very moist cooking environment, and it holds in all that pressure. It cooks fast.
15-minute baked potatoes.
Texture is very similar to a baked potato.
Oh, yeah. Nice and creamy potato. And then you pull that out, take it out of the foil. Everybody thinks you've got a baked potato there. And
then you have all your trimming bars, and you put on what you want. You have the green onions and the cheese and the chili,
And that onion dip that I brought in.
That onion dip is good.
Try that on a potato. Holy smokes.
That onion dip is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so the pressure cooker trick. Mm-hmm. Now, the other trick that I thought in talking to you about was this pizza oven.
Right. Now, I have a pizza oven for my family. I've always wanted one of those built-in ones, and maybe someday we still will.
Yes.
But those little pizza ovens.
I can get you a deal on those through Belgard.
Okay.
Okay. So keep me. So when you're ready, keep me in mind.
I hope my husband's listening.
All right.
But this is a portable pizza oven, and it can sit on the back of your tailgate, literally, and it hooks up to propane. That little oven gets up to 700 degrees, which means you can crank pizzas in and out of there in 5 minutes. And I'm not kidding. It's delicious.
Okay, so I'm picturing Allison's pre-preparing some dough.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so you have like dough balls in an ice chest,
sure.
I'm guessing.
Yep.
And you have to come frozen, you mentioned.
I would freeze. Yeah, because, you know, that dough, it's nice and soft. It's a beautiful dough. And so I'll make it ahead. You could do it 2 weeks ahead. Doesn't matter. Make it ahead. And I will just kind of toss them lightly in a little bit of flour, set them on a tray in my freezer, let them freeze. And then I throw them into a baggie, frozen. Now I'm going to bring those to the event and take out what I need as I need it. They thaw pretty quick. And it's such a nice soft dough. You know, everybody gets to do their own. That's what's so fun.
Dough ball gets rolled out.
Yeah.
Put on a little sheet.
Yeah.
Again, you've got all the different ingredients that you would want to have for either the margarita pizza or the pineapple pizza or the meat lover's pizza.
Yes.
And everything's just kind of there prepared.
Yeah.
Spread the sauce.
Yep.
Put your meat selections on, your fruit selections, vegetable selections, your cheese, and cook it yourself in a minute.
It takes 5 minutes.
Now, that's
incredible. 5 minutes in and out, and it is done.
I mean, you could feed a small army of little volleyball players in a New York minute.
You sure could.
That's
awesome.
We've
actually, my husband and I and my daughter, we did a wedding for a friend, and we fed about 150 people.
A wedding
easily.
For a friend. That's a good friend, 150 people.
Yeah, well, for that many people, too, they actually had one of the ovens, too. So I had a couple of those ovens going so that we had oven or the pizzas just coming out right and left.
Pressure cook the potatoes for half hour.
15 minutes.
For 15 minute baked potatoes.
Yep.
The Pronto Little Pizzeria Outdoor Pizza Oven.
Mm-hmm.
And do y'all have that at Char's?
We do. We've carried that in our store. And also, if you wanted to go to our website and just order one, we'd have it drop shipped right to your house.
And what's that website?
Char's Kitchen.
Okay.
You could go there also for classes. So if you need to find some new tailgate favorites, Allison runs classes all the time.
In fact, we have a class today at 11, and we're doing everything with peaches. And for dessert, this would be great at a tailgate. Peaches grilled on your grill at your tailgating party, and then sprinkle it with a little brown sugar and sour cream. That's awesome. That's been a hit all week long.
God made peaches for homemade ice cream.
I know, right? Try that dollop of sour cream, because when you're going to a tailgating party, it's kind of tough to take the ice cream.
The ice cream maker is tough. It's tough. All right, we're going to be right back.
So how does this tie into home improvement?
Brought to you, well, I mean,
because you get your house all
America,
ready,
baby.
Get your house all in shape so you can leave and go to the game.
That's
or
right.
have a party at your house. I mean, this translates to a lot of things. Parties at home.
Feeding
the football team before the game.
And I'm thinking, use all of these tactics and techniques and tricks in preparing the ice chest for the Lake Powell houseboat trip, right?
Yeah.
It's all the same. All the same application, right?
Sure. You're going camping or
whatever. There's your home improvement. Houseboat.
Oh, houseboat.
See?
House.
See how we just brought that right around in there?
We can always do it.
Well, when you go camping, don't you take the whole house with you?
But yes, you do, don't you?
Especially if you're glamping.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right. We're talking tailgating with Mrs. Allison Carpenter of Char's Kitchen. We've got some texts during the break. They want to know, where do I find that pizza oven?
You can call our store or go to my website, and we can have it drop shipped to you or have one come into the store.
And so what is the phone number?
It's 480-558-1191.
And the website?
Char's Kitchen.
C-H.
S-H-A-R-S.
That's critical.
Kitchen. Yep.
Critical.
S-H-A-R-S. Okay. Yep.
But it's a little pizza oven that connects to a propane tank. Now, in that, because I'm going to have to get one, the little propane bottles that you buy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many pizzas will that cook in there?
You can run that oven for several hours, and you can get an adapter to do either the little small propane, which makes it way more transportable, or you can do the large
tank.
Propane tank. Uh-huh.
Or you could build one in with Bellegarde.
There you go.
At your house.
Yeah,
there
right.
You
yeah.
Back your truck up to there and pretend
for your
like
backyard,
you're,
you get the Bellegarde Element pizza oven set in the backyard. We put in a couple of those. They do make you pretty popular with your friends and stuff. So the art of tailgating. We've got baked potatoes in 15 minutes in a pressure cooker. Somebody emailed in or texted and said, "What's a trivet?" Because you said you put the taters on a trivet in the pressure cooker.
There's all kinds of trivets, but it's usually a little stand or something that goes in the bottom of your pan to keep the food up off the bottom. That's all it is. And a lot of times I just use a vegetable steamer.
Because you're pouring water in the pressure cooker, you're wrapping the potatoes and setting them in there, and you don't want the potatoes sitting in the water.
Right.
Okay. Right. I mean, I do that when I bake a chicken, just so that the back of the chicken doesn't get all soggy.
Right, sure.
You know?
Yeah, I pressure chicken all the time, too. I have it on a trivet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's a trivet. What else can we find? And what about the cooking class today?
It's at 11, and we're doing recipes all surrounding peaches. Because this time of year, peaches, they're so good.
My favorite.
We're just driving through Colorado.
And
every peach stand, Jennifer made me pull over.
Right. So grilled peaches.
And try that one.
So good. Yeah.
We wanted to hit, you talked about hot dogs, and we want to talk about grilling a little bit. And Allison brought this fantastic little... What do you call it?
It's called a pigtail. And let me just say.
It looks like a pigtail.
Yeah, it does. It actually looks like a ice pick, but the very end of it is curled around just like a little pigtail. That's where it gets its name. And this is our number one selling grill tool. People come into our store and they say, "Hey, do you have grill tools?" And I'm like, "Here it is." You know?
And I've got like a whole drawer, but you just need this one thing.
Yeah, I don't have to have tongs or a spatula. This just, you pick up the meat, put it on your grill, and it hooks it. It's kind of cool. And so the longer version is for grilling. So that's all I have, I mean, for grill tools.
Now, there are certain rules, I guess we ought to cover that, at certain stadiums as to what you can or cannot bring. I know a lot of stadiums say no glass containers.
Yeah, that's probably true. And even camping, you know what, Ziploc bags are my favorite thing. Well, if I'm preparing something ahead, I don't want to mess with washing or dealing with all the extra cleanup. I just Ziploc it. I even put my chili in a Ziploc to transport it so it's chilled. And when I get there, all I have to do is heat it up.
Now, how would you heat it up?
I get a pan on my gas burner. Sure, you take your little grill.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will teach you a trick. I'm lazier than you.
Oh, yeah?
If you take a pot of water and take your Ziploc bag and one of the more durable Ziploc bags,
the freezer bag.
Stick a stick through it and drop the bag in warm water and then just go away for a while. It will come back and it'll be warm, ready to eat. You don't even have a pan to clean.
Oh, there you go. Okay, but what if you're feeding a huge crowd?
Then you're in trouble. Yeah. That's solo camping style. So.
Oh, that's perfect. But yeah.
We bought a new oven. Just on a lark. And I'm curious what you might know about steam cooking.
A steam convection?
This oven does several things. It steams. What else?
And convection.
Okay.
Yeah. And bake.
Yeah.
It's about the size of a microwave. We ordered it. And the reason we ordered it is it comes with a food delivery service.
Oh, man. That sounds so great.
Pre-prepared meals, frozen. You just take the package. The oven has a Q code reader on it. It knows what the meal is. You throw it in there and put go.
And no preservatives. It's all fresh food. So.
Wow. Sounds like a home cook. I mean,
but there's just days you just don't even have time to get to the store.
So and we bought it for the office because, I mean, we have a fair number of bachelors and bachelorettes working for us. And it's just an easy way to just stay in the office and eat lunch.
Wow.
And I was just wondering, it's a Tovala?
Is it Tovolo?
Tovala?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that brand. I know that Bosch and Thermador have something similar, but it's a wall unit. And it would take the place of your microwave.
Well, I heard you were maybe thinking about test one. You'll have to come back and tell us.
Oh, for sure.
I have.
You had one downside to the oven.
Yeah, the spigot for the steam goes straight up.
Oh.
So you can't put it under your cabinet. So I wrote to them and I said, what am I supposed to do with this? She said, put it on your counter. I said, I need my counter.
Right.
I don't want this big oven. It's bigger than a microwave on my counter space.
Right.
So they're going to have to either vent it to the side or redesign. So. Anyway,
wow.
Venting straight up, it hits that upper cabinet and just deteriorates the
floor. You
can't
push it back.
But it's electric, right?
I mean,
it is electric.
So you're not going to that's not portable, correct?
Not without a generator.
Okay.
That's for sure. Yeah. Mm. This I ventured off the tailgating to just ask you about this oven because I was just curious.
Well, I'm thinking maybe people would like to come up with some tailgate recipes. Not everybody has that option, those things.
I want
in
the recipe for that onion dip.
Well,
oh,
we're gonna
so
we will post
easy.
Those. We'll post those on our blog, but people can go take your classes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have all kinds of topics. Every month's kind of a different theme. You can get on your mailing list and get classes. I've been a fan of Char's for years.
Sure. Next week we're just using medjool dates in a bunch of different recipes, and then the week following it's skillet mills. So I mean, we do pressure canning, how to preserve your own food. There's a lot of different topics that we cover.
In a kitchen studio that can take 90 students.
Yes.
And it's attached to a kitchen accessory shop.
Pretty much everything I use in class to demo, it's available right there in our store. And you come to the class, you get a special deal on it. It's fun.
Even the seasoning for this chili, you have bulk available, right?
Yeah. In fact, if you want to try this seasoning, you can go on my website and get some of that too, and we'll just ship it right to you and you can try it.
It is worth a try.
For sure.
And we have a surprise the end of October. We have pulled Rosie's mama, Baby Kay, in, and we're going to have a little cooking class, Rosie, Baby Kay, and I, at your studio.
Yes.
And so we'll be presenting some of our favorite, or Baby Kay's Cajun recipes, and she is a hoot. She has a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm really excited to have her come. Me too. That will be awesome. I don't know that we've ever done Cajun, so that'll be exciting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember the story of Mom starting the Cajun restaurant. She just was tired of eating Cajun food where people throw red pepper on something and call it Cajun. So she was out to transform the industry, and with her little restaurant here in the Valley, she did it. It's still a landmark. As a matter of fact, when I walked in the studio this morning, Tom said, "Hey, thanks for that recommendation on Baby K's. I took my brother there. It was fabulous." So the original Baby K will be at Char's in October, and we'll have the whole Romero family there demonstrating how to prepare some Cajun meals. Mm-hmm. No telling what it's going to be, but we'll figure all that out.
Right.
How do people register?
We'll probably put that on our website, or you can call the store, and we'll have to, you know, have you reserve a seat. So.
Okay, yeah. Sometime in October. We'll be posting that. Time to plan for it. So back to tailgating and all of the tricks and tips and tactics y'all have developed over the years for following your family around in their volleyball tournaments. What are some of the other meals you're known for?
You know, something that I've done quite a bit, actually, is in my electric pressure cooker, ahead of time, I will do, like, barbecue pulled pork. And in that electric pressure cooker, the cool thing is it's very transportable and it stays hot. Like if I'm an hour away from something, I can have it hot, ready to go. And those electric pressure cookers have a nice handle to carry. You don't have to worry about anything spilling out while you're transporting it. And then when I get there, I can plug it in and it's hot, ready to serve. And then, of course, if I want to do buns or homemade buns or whatever, but barbecue meat of any kind is always family favorite.
Well, this is going to really simplify. One of the things we do at the house a lot is we take our barbecue and then I take out the surface,
right,
and I put saute pans in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of fajitas. Well, I'll do the chicken meat here and the beef meat here,
sure,
and then the bell peppers here and the caramelized onions there. And we just serve it out with the warm tortillas as a kind of a build your own fajita thing.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
That is a major pain in the neck.
Yeah. Well, we do a breakfast dish that way too, where it's got the potatoes and onions,
sure,
in one, and the eggs in the next, and bacon in the next. And yeah, it takes a week to get it cleaned back up.
It does. It does.
Sometimes it's just about getting together and spending that time in the kitchen. Sometimes it's not about the speed, it's just about being together and gathering.
Let's see if we can bring Tom in real quick, who's calling, wants to give a tailgate tip of his own. Let's bring Tom in. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Are you a tailgate expert?
Not quite an expert, but just kind of dumb and figured this one out. But bought a power inverter from Home Depot for like $30.
Okay.
And a marine battery. And you can run three appliances off of it because my wife has to have margaritas. And so she runs the blender off of it. And we also have a little convection oven that we bring along because invariably somebody needs something heated up that can't be grilled, so it works out great.
All right.
And then just go home and charge the battery on the battery charger, and you're good to go for next week.
Tom, we appreciate the tip. Thanks, Amanda. We appreciate you listening, and thanks for the call. So a car battery, an inverter, and three electric appliances.
That's
all set up
idea.
On the back tailgate. There you go. All set up. It is Allison Carpenter of Char's Kitchen. We're going to be back with Allison in just a minute. Y'all hang on.